This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will forgive you. Allah will definitely elevate your status. But if you've missed your prayer, but you believe you should have prayed, you're still a believer. And you're a person, perhaps there are thousands, if not tens of thousands, just like you, who are struggling with their prayer. Tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, who might be struggling with their dress code, who might be struggling with other things. There are so many. For as long as you acknowledge that this is my duty unto Allah, the weakness is mine, I haven't got there, inshallah I will get there. Make an effort towards it. Have a yearning in your heart that one day I want to do the right thing. And Allah will grant you that goodness. And why I say this is because there are some people that I've met, and we ask them, you know, when you get close to someone, you've interacted with them a little bit more, or someone says, Sheikh, you know, I have a weakness, pray for me. So what's your weakness? If you don't mind me asking, you don't have to tell me, but if you want to share, you know, I don't get up for Fajr, man. Okay, that's a weakness. I mean, that's something. He says, I'd love to. The fact that the person is saying, pray for me, it means they acknowledge they should be waking up. That means they're believers. The fact that they are asking you, pray for me, is an acknowledgement that I know where I should be. Please go easy on people when they say, you know, I have a weakness. Firstly, you don't need to confess to anyone. Nobody. Islam is a religion where there is no confession to anyone besides Allah. You want to say what you did, say it to your maker, and you don't have to say it to anyone else. Because if you did say it to someone else, that person may use it against you one day, and there are no saints either. You don't come to me and say, I want the forgiveness of Allah. I did this, 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 this. If you trust me and you want some guidance, it's a different story. But today, people will let you down. And you know how bad it is in the age of social media. They just forward your message to another whole group. Before you know it, the whole town knows what you did. And who told them? The fool that you were told them. You don't have to say a word. Forgiven. Allah wipes it out. So the fact that they're saying, pray for me. This youngster says, so pray for me. I said, inshallah, pray for you. May Allah, but I want you to be serious. Met him after some time. He says, Sheikh, you're not praying hard enough. I said, why? He says, because I still have a problem with my prayer. Can you look at how he's blackmailing me? Because he's not praying. Can you imagine? Pray for me because I have a weakness. I can't wake up for Fajr. And then when he meets you after some time, he says, but you're not praying for me because I'm still not getting up. You're not praying hard enough. Come on, man. Don't blame me. Are you making an effort? If I meet you after 10 years and you say, pray for me, pray for me. That's not a good enough answer. It's not a good enough statement if it keeps repeating itself year in, year out. Together with prayer, an effort is required. Make an effort. You know your situation. Let people not be judgmental. You shouldn't be judgmental, and let others not be judgmental. And if some are judgmental, don't take it seriously. It's okay. Ignore them. Leave them. For as long as you know you're moving in a decent pace, and you're moving closer to Allah every day, good news to you. MashaAllah. Don't give up hope.